Next week, President Bush will be sworn in for a second term. At a post-election news conference, the president said he had gained political capital and intended to spend some. Well, according to the Pew Research Center for People and the Press, the president's coffers of public approval are not nearly so full as those of other second-term presidents. Andrew Kohut, the director of the Pew Research Center, joins us to talk about a pre-inaugural survey of public opinion. Welcome back, Andy.
Happy to be here, Robert.
How do Mr. Bush's approval-disapproval ratings compare with other presidents on the eve of their second terms?
Well, they're pretty modest. He gets a 50% approval score, 43% disapprove in 1997. Clinton scored 59% in 1985. Reagan, 62%. Johnson was in the 70s. Nixon had a 59%. And Bush's 50% approval rating is pretty close to his 51% final election tally. And I think public opinion in 2005 starts off about where we left it on Election Day.
Your poll asked people about issues, and there's a chart of what Republicans, Democrats, and Independents list as, well, first, their top domestic priorities, and the answers reveal some differences between the concerns of these groups.
Yeah, Republicans and Independents put protecting the country against terrorism at the very top of the list. Democrats emphasize terrorism a little bit less than the others do. They put more emphasis on the economy, providing health insurance for the uninsured, fixing Medicare, and Democrats are much more concerned about the growing budget deficit.
On foreign policy issues, also differences?
Big differences there. The Republicans, again, put the emphasis on dealing with the war on terrorism, dealing with Iraq. Democrats tend to focus more on global social issues, dealing with AIDS, protecting the global environment.
Your poll reports on what you call second-term winners and losers. That is, you ask people, which groups do you think will have more or less influence? And then you also compare those answers with what people said 4 years ago. And there's some interesting assumptions people have about who's going to be more influential in the second Bush term.
Well, in terms of more influence, the public sees the same winners, the military, business corporations, by a little smaller margins than 4 years ago, but still majorities think that these two will do well in the Bush years. Conservative Christians are also thought to do well as Washington lobbyists. The losers in terms of influence from the public's point of view are likely to be poor people, union leaders, and environmentalists. Poor people by an even larger margin was thought to be the case 4 years ago. Similarly, environmentalists. Surprisingly, unlike 4 years ago, people see older people losing some influence in President Bush's second term.
To what extent do you think that expectation that older Americans will have less influence reflects in some way the discussion of Social Security reform?
Probably a good deal. While there's conceptual support for the notion of allowing younger workers to go into the market with retirement funds rather than into the Social Security system by a 65 to 29 margin, the public thinks it's more important that we retain a system where there's a guaranteed monthly benefit rather than younger people having that option.
Changing a number like that might require the expenditure of a lot of capital.
It well might, and there's Social Security has been thought to be the third rail in American politics, and we just might find out how alive the current is in that third rail.
Thank you, Andy.
You're welcome.
Andrew Kohut, director of the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press, talking about a pre-inaugural survey of public opinion. There is a link to the Pew Center's poll at our website, npr.org.